Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
I've already posted some photographs that Brenda sent us on my Instagram because she's been meeting superstars in the last half an hour at Oliver Callan Show. You'll find them on Instagram right now. And we're going to go live now to see how Brenda's doing and who she has met so far. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Oliver. I am right literally inside the barriers of T2. And it's been a kind of a mad morning because sometimes it gets intensely busy and then it kind of, there's a bit of a lull.
Yeah.
And you can feel it building up again as certain flights are due in. Now, I know there's a big flight due to land from Dubai at about 20 past 11, which will have lots of families and lots of people coming in from Australia. We have people at the barriers. I'm kind of nervous and shaky. I'm very shaky because I was waiting at the barriers and this bling walked through.
A bling?
The most handsome man I'd seen. A bling. Just all I could see was I was bedazzled.
It was shiny.
And who was it? Who was it?
Who was it?
It was Troy Parrott.
Go away.
It was Troy Parrott and my knees went from under me. And I just went, oh, there's a lovely reunion just happening behind me. Sorry.
It's all happening at the same time. This is the busiest day.
It's all happening. Oh, my God. So he was there and I just went, Troy. And he spoke to me. So he's there.
He looked into your eyes.
What Troy said to me.
We absolutely do.
He looked into my eyes.
You calm yourself and steady. This has only happened in the last...
I'm not able for this today.
This has only happened
give
for the last
tissue,
few minutes.
Give me the tissue, quick.
Poor Brendan was there picturing Troy Parrott's abs as he walked into the airport. And we have a couple of minutes here that you recorded. Only during the news there. Let's have a listen.
Oh, my goodness. My heart is racing. The beautiful Troy Parrott, our hero, has just landed. Happy Christmas, Troy. Welcome home to Ireland.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you as well.
What does it mean to be home for Christmas, first of all?
It's the best thing in the world. It's the best thing in the world to be back with the family over the festive period.
Now, your family have made quite a mark. Between your mother and your granny, we have loved them all as a nation for a start. But of course, you know where you come from and what they mean to you.
Of course, of course. Look, I think everyone's heard me saying how much my family means to me, so it's great to be able to come home for the Christmas and spend it with them.
And of course, you scored a goal yesterday as well. So how many goals is that this year you've scored?
This season, 21 so far.
Yeah.
And we still have 6 months left to go, so hopefully loads more.
Now, you know how amazing that last goal was. Well, all three of them were to get us to the playoffs. Do you go asleep at night and go over that goal in your head? Where does it sit in your heart?
It has a special place in my heart. Oh, I think it always will. I'm still thinking about it a lot, but I have to put it to the back burner a little bit now because we have two bigger games coming up in March.
I know. What's the best Christmas present you've bought? Can you tell me?
No, I can't. It has to be a secret until Christmas Day. I'm sure everyone will be happy.
As a child, waking up on Christmas morning, can you remember your favourite Christmas present to get?
Yeah. When I was younger, I always wanted a phone, but I was too young to have an iPhone. So one Christmas, I woke up, I had a Nokia. But I loved it, playing Snake, being able to text all my friends, being able to ring people. That was the best.
The club that you played with, they mean so much to you as well. And they were so happy for you when you got the recognition that you deserve. So I suppose going home, will you be meeting up with old friends?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm going to be back for a few days, so I'm going to try and fit everyone in while I'm home.
Okay, well, you look amazing. You have a lot of bling. Can I ask you about your necklace? Like, wow.
Yeah, it's a bit of jewellery. I like jewellery. A lot of people say diamonds are for girls, but I think that's for both.
It is an honour and a pleasure to meet you. Happy Christmas, and we wish you the very best of luck to you and all the team, because I know you know how much it means to all us Irish fans. And when we get together, soccer is the thing that unites us so much as a country, more than anything really, isn't it? When the Irish team are doing well, we're all feeling good.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. We have two games coming up in March. We know how much it means to everyone, so we'll do everything we can to bring us there.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas, Troy. Happy Christmas. A pleasure. Say hello to your mum, will you?
Fair play, Brenda Dunne, for staying so calm.
Do you think that was calm, Oliver?
That was calm. Do you know what's interesting? We haven't heard him other than the emotional interviews he gave through the two matches, Portugal and the one in Budapest. And he's just, he's charisma personified, isn't he?
He absolutely is. And I mean, he's got these beautiful kind of bluey green eyes that just radiate joy. I'm sorry.
Are you sitting down? Are you all right?
I feel quite shy. I know, it's so unprofessional.
But it was amazing that he stopped to talk, and he's obviously coming home for his own private business, but he was very sound to pull in and talk so much to you.
He was totally sound, and loads of people were coming up looking for selfies and everything, and he stopped. I think he was genuinely happy, and remember, he scored a goal yesterday for his team.
For AZ Alkmaar.
So, I mean, he's on such a... Yeah, how I knew that, I've no idea.
This magic occurs.
Listen, I have a reunion.
Oh, yes,
have a reunion.
A live reunion.
Here, Jennifer, live reunion. Jennifer, put them on the headphones. Right, say good morning to Oliver.
Hi, Oliver.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am fine, thanks. I listen to you every morning.
Ah, lovely.
Now, Jennifer, who have you got beside you?
I have Patrick. He's after coming home from Bali.
I'm Paddy to me friends, but Patrick to me mother.
Yeah. And it's his first time in 7 years.
Ah, lovely.
His first time home in 7 years.
Yeah, for Christmas, yeah. So we're all out here, and he didn't know there was going to be a banner. He thought his daddy was just here, but there's nine of us out here.
There's nine of you. I love it. The mortification, homecoming.
Make a show of him.
Paddy, how does it feel to see your mammy?
It feels great, honestly, yeah. She gets younger every year.
I wish, yeah. I wish.
And you love having him back. I mean, he said, where are you, by the way, Paddy?
She does now, Bali. She won't in a couple of days. I live in Bali.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why you've got a light golden tan.
All the time. You won't come home to Ireland.
And what keeps you in Bali?
His wife.
Yeah, the woman.
Women. Yeah. One woman or them women?
Just the one woman.
Just the one woman. Happy Christmas, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right, one quick story, Oliver. Oh,
sure,
sorry,
Brenda.
Jennifer. Thank you. All right, so I have two families here.
Yeah.
I have two mammies and daddies, and they're standing behind the barrier, and they have Welcome Home Donal and Amy on a poster.
Yes.
And they also have a balloon with Happy Engagement.
Oh.
Okay, oh my God, they're here.
Donal and Amy.
So they've just come in on a flight from New York.
Here they are, Bernie, say hello to Oliver.
Hello, Oliver. We're after meeting our son and our potential daughter-in-law from Vancouver.
Terms and conditions apply.
And he proposed to her, proposed to her in New York, and we're so excited.
Ah, Bernie, I'm delighted for you.
It's amazing.
Wait till she gets a hug. Quick,
oh yeah, Bernie, get
mother.
The hug in.
Hug your mother.
What's going on, Brenda? God. Describe the scenes.
Right, so the parents are hugging them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to walk around the barrier. Hang on. And they've just got engaged.
Yes.
Are you Donal?
I'm Donal, yeah.
And you're Amy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hello, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You've just got engaged.
We did. We're just back in from New York. So we got engaged in New York and living in Vancouver. So back home for Christmas now to celebrate.
And I'm here sticking a microphone straight in your face. Yeah. Just as you want to hug your parents.
Yeah.
Tell me about Amy and the proposal, please, for Christmas.
So the proposal was done just off Brooklyn Bridge. So we got up for the sunrise, and then we found a nice little quiet spot. And the rest is history now. Celebration since.
Anna, come on, give us the detail. What did you say to her?
It was it's all a blur now. I can't remember now, but it was something romantic anyway.
And where are you heading home to?
So I'm going back to Letterkenny, and then Amy's from Galway, so other sides of the country. So we'll be split up for a wee while, but we'll celebrate after the Christmas.
And did you meet in Vancouver, or did you know each other before you went out there?
Yeah, no, we knew each other coming over, so we moved over just towards the end of COVID, and we've been over there now 4 years, 4.5 years.
All right, well, look, congratulations. Let me go back to your mother. Bernie, Your son has just come in.
I know.
He is a fine strapping lad.
Isn't he just?
I'm very lucky this morning in the airport.
Give me credit for that, you know. Yeah. And all this is Donald. Donald can take the credit too. They're going to kill me afterwards, you know that.
How did you hear about the airport, about the engagement?
He rang me. You just sent on a Snapchat and said, look at the ring with Amy and Donald and look at the ring. And that was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So we couldn't wait to see them, you know. So it's fantastic.
You had a premonition, but...
I guessed they would do it. And if they didn't, I would say, oh, we'll have to wait another 7 years.
Right. And do you think she's the one you're happy with?
She's the one. We're all here now. Mammy, daddy, potential mother-in-laws, father-in-laws. She's the one.
Potential.
And he's the one. And the two of them. Yes, Oliver. Absolutely. It better be. There's
and Bernie,
no reversing now.
Bernie, your accent is not Donegal, so there must be a love story there with you.
Mayo. I'm from Mayo.
A Mayo woman.
And of course fell in love with the Donegal man and ended up in Donegal. That's what happens. But he loves your programme, as do I, Oliver. It is
you're very good to us.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're doing a great job. Great job. So we're all excited. We
congratulations
are.
And enjoy
news.
The next the couple of days.
The party's just starting.
Oh, jeez, it is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Love every minute of.
Well, look, indeed. I'm going to let you get a stepladder and go and hug your son, okay?
I need one. Thanks a million.
Listen,
thanks so
happy
much.
Christmas. Christmas. Thanks so much for talking to us. Enjoy it. And well done to Donal and Amy.
Oh,
well
gosh.
Done, guys. We can go and hug your family. Oh, look, they're starting to come true. Can someone send out the Kleenex straight away? I'll be here till 1 o'clock.
It's a pacemaker's what you're going to need before the end of this program. Brenda, thanks so much. We have another reunion as well. This was Stephen from LA, which you've put together for us. That was earlier this morning.
Yes, it was. And it was the Harding family.
The Harding family. Where are they from? Do you know?
I think they're from Kildare, up the Lilies.
Okay, well, we'll let you get a rest there and I'll let people know.
A lie down.
I'll give people a listen in to Stephen from LA as he arrived in this morning. Thanks, Brenda. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Oliver.
Bye-bye.
I love your hat. Will you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's got lovely little pokey ears and it's red and green with a bauble on top. Oh, so I look a little bit like an elf. My name is Kira Harding and my brother Stephen is arriving in from LA any minute if the bags ever come off the carousel.
And who have you got with you?
So with me is my mum, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi. How Stephen is coming home for the rashers and sausages and the black and white pudding from Clonakilty.
Well, why wouldn't he?
And Elaine, my sister.
Hello. So he's a big party ready to greet him.
And his bag has just come off, so he's going to be in any second now. Oh. Yeah, we're so excited. Haven't seen him in a long time. We don't know what he looks like. We'll just guess.
How long since you've seen him?
Stephen hasn't been home, I think, for 4 years, for his 40th. But we talk a lot. We talk a lot.
Any guy that comes out with a beard, we're looking. He's got to come out now.
No, but it's great because there's so many people coming home this morning and the atmosphere is amazing at the airport, so it's great.
What's he doing in LA? I'm just noticing.
So he lives out there. He works at a hardware store and he's got two little beautiful boys. And he's been out there now for, I think, about 15 years.
And do you miss him, Mammy?
I do, yeah. He's not good at keeping in contact. You know, men, they don't ring, you know. So you ring them and they'd say, I was busy. But we love him and it'll be great to have them all together. And all the grandchildren. Great.
So my sister flew home from Seattle yesterday and then I came in on the boat. There's none of this down to the boat, I might add, down in Rosslare.
Where did you come in from?
So I came in from the UK, from the Cotswolds, to the Irish mist, which was beautiful down in Rosslare, and the rain. And here he is now. Here is Stephen.
Oh,
hello.
Hey.
Oh. Happy Christmas, Steve.
Wow, look at you, elf.
Did you see Brenda there?
I did.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh,
how are you?
He's just reuniting there. He's hugging them. Amazing.
You look amazing.
Do I? Thank you.
Sorry, let Mammy say something to her son.
Oh, my God. I love you. I miss them.
No, you look better. I love you, too.
I won't let them go home. It's tears when they arrive, but it's really hard when they're leaving. But it's great to have them. He'll get up and give me a cup of tea in the morning.
It's been a while. He's got more hair than I thought he had. Only sisters can say that. Only sisters can say it. It's lovely.
It's great to be home. It's been, I think, 7 years since I've been home for the Christmas, I think, something like that. So, yeah, I can't wait to spend a lot of time with him. catching up.
Each other before he goes back, like siblings. Yeah, we'll all be killing each other.
But thanks for letting us share that lovely moment. Happy Christmas to all of you.
Happy Christmas to you. That was the Harding family earlier this morning in the reunion with Stephen. And it sounded like the Lewis was going off in the background, but I gather there's kind of a Santa character with a bell traipsing around Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. We're also getting messages from Knock Airport, Ireland's best airport. We're told to pick up cousin Karen home for Christmas for a big family reunion on Achill Island. That's from Tommy English. And Derry has an airport too, says Brian and Derry. So they're busy in every other part of the country as well, and the ports. So keep in touch with us. The WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. The homecomings are flying. Also later on today, we're going to be talking to and about the people who go into the sea for charity swims on Christmas Day. Our conversation will be about Killiney Beach in Dublin, but we know they go into the water all across the island, so we'll get in contact in the usual way as well, and we'll give your swims a shout out for the spirit of the week that's in it. We're at your service. I want to also say greetings to all the workers keeping the show on the road in our hospitals and the Garda stations and the fire and ambulance services and nursing home staff as well. It's a pity, as you're hearing the news, the country goes into semi-emergency mode when 1,000 people land in hospital with flu in a population of 5.5 million people. But look, surely we'll have the capacity one day in the health service. The people working there in the meantime are saints. I want to wish good health to Mick Strain, who's listening in from Dublin. He's a good Donegal man as well, and like thousands of people up and down the land, he's been in and out of hospital himself with illness. So a speedy recovery to you, Mick, and a special mention for the hard-working staff on the oncology ward in Black Rock. We should be grateful for their efforts all year, but there's just something about these days, isn't there, that we like to especially marvel at how these people have decided to enter this profession and make it their life and offer such care and attention to the sick at Christmas. It is the 22nd of December. We thought we'd start maybe with a lesser spotted Irish Christmas tune on the music front. Automata. Do you remember the Dublin indie band? Three of them. And this song was released 20 years ago. We've had Troy Parrott through the airport. We've had the Harding family. We've had an engagement and double sets of parents welcoming people from Donegal and Galway this morning. Brenda Donoghue, Terminal 2. How are things now? Have you calmed yourself somewhat?
I have, Oliver. Oh, and you know what? I have this feeling that I'm actually in the middle of the opening scene of Love Actually. You know that all happens at the airport.
Oh,
says,
yeah, there's a
you
montage.
You know, when 9/11 happens... It's not people ringing about hate, it's people ringing about love. And love is all around, and it is so much all around here in Dublin Airport. And I am looking at a mother and a daughter. Sorry, I'm gone now. I'm welling up. I am looking at a mother and a daughter. Oh. And they are hugging ferociously, and they're tearing up themselves. It's Jen, and it's her mum, Catherine. And Jenna, you've just arrived back from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Oliver there.
Good morning, Oliver.
Hello, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
From New Zealand?
from Wellington, New Zealand, yeah.
Wow.
So I just arrived in this morning at 11:20 to Dublin. I had a 17-hour flight from Auckland to Dubai and then eight hours from Dubai to here. So literally just in, a bit dazed. And then my mum and dad, came to just greet me. And it's just gorgeous. It's such a nice atmosphere here. There's so many families reuniting and it's so special.
How long have you been out in New Zealand, Jen?
I've been there 7 years and this is actually my first Christmas home. So it's even more special, I know. So I've got three sisters at home as well and my dad and mum here. So it'll be a really special Christmas.
And where is home? Where are you going to?
Straffan in Kildare.
Straffan in Kildare. Lovely. Very Christmassy part of the world as well.
Very much so, it'll be lovely.
And we have Mam here. Mam.
Catherine.
Catherine, you have the most beautiful Christmas jumper on. May I compliment it first? It's kind of a very deep marine blue with a sparkly Christmas tree all over it. You had to make the effort for your beautiful daughter coming home.
I bought it in Marks and Spencer's and
too
it's age 11 to 12. Oh, so it's from the children's section.
Very good. Great value.
Tell me, about Jen.
Just, I'm weak. My legs are shaking. I feel like throwing up. It's just so exciting. And just the journey was so long. Like, I didn't sleep. I haven't slept for the two nights because the first night I just was thinking of her in the air for 17 hours. Oh. It was scary. Yeah. But it's just so lovely. It's so great. And her dad, Joe Carey, is here behind me. Very famous man in the country, Joe Carey. So he's in a state. Yeah. We're just in a
he's
state.
In bits.
I don't know. He's in bits, yeah. Well, he needs a whiskey. He wants a whiskey really quick.
He's in the right place for that.
And Catherine, three girls.
Three more at home. Yes, who's at home?
Well, we've one in Wales. We've got Stephanie, Victoria and Alison. Alison's in Wales. She's coming back on Christmas Eve. Ah. And Victoria is doing Christmas dinner. So they're running around screaming and screaming. So they'll be at the house when we get there. They're just screaming all the time. Everybody's going to burst. It's just.
Now, what is the thing you're most looking forward to on Christmas Day? Because you have
hugging,
her home here now.
Hugging, holding. We'll be drinking and eating and singing.
We'll do presents first thing in the morning. That'll be nice.
Just being together. The girls will just have such a laugh. We're just going to have a great time.
Super last hug there. Give each other super last hug. I want to talk to two more people. Okay. Thank you. Happy Christmas
to
your
Jen
beautiful
and
family, the Careys. I'm coming over here. Will you put those on, please? Thank you. We've talked a lot about families coming, you know, new members of families being introduced here at the airport. But something that to me is very important is friendship. And I have two friends who have reunited because coming in from Brussels, we have Aisling, and she's here to meet. She's been met by her best friend, Andrea. Welcome home, Aisling.
Thank you very much.
Oliver is there with us, and can you tell us what it was like meeting your friend here a few minutes ago?
Well, I knew I was going to bawl, and I bawled my eyes out because it's not just my friend. It's my friend and her little reindeer and a Christmas witch who welcomed me. And Andrea came to pick me up last year when this little reindeer was only 10 days old. So she basically ran over from the rotunda. So, it's lovely to be picked up, and it's lovely to be picked up by a group.
And can Andrea... Friendship is amazing. How long are you friends for?
We're friends for 20 years, since the first day of college. And I'm an only child, so friendship is everything to me because I've no siblings, so I have to make siblings out of my friends. And Aisling's like my sister.
And what was it like seeing her again?
Amazing.
You were both in bits, crying.
Yeah, it's been a big year and a lot of things happened. And it's like all the emotion just like comes to the surface. And you just, just so happy she's home.
Well, look, have a lovely Christmas. Lovely friends, Andrea and Aisling. And not so lovely Carriage friends, Oliver. I'm
lovely.
Coming over here. Will you put those headphones on for me? Now, can you introduce the three ladies that are here? This is not nice, Oliver. And I'm sorry
really?
To ruin this beautiful report.
I thought the spirit is going to be so happy.
What
What's
would you
happened?
Call yourselves? Vagabonds. Let's go with that. What's your name?
Three blind mice. Laura.
Yeah, and who have you got with you?
I've got Kelly and Jess.
So I saw Laura and she had the most beautiful sign up. Hold that sign up there. And it said, welcome home, Kelly. Irish dancing world champion. And what have you got on the balloon there?
Baby girl.
We wanted to confuse everybody. So we got baby girl and the whole thing for her.
Now, first of all, is your friend Kelly an Irish world dancing champion?
Maybe a few drinks deep, yeah.
These are three messers at the airport.
No, she's not. Definitely not.
Has she just given birth to a baby girl?
No.
Can you please explain to Oliver your thoughts behind this? He's there, he can hear you.
Yeah, what is this comedy that's happening at the airport?
Well, we haven't been together for Christmas in 2 years, so we decided, because Jess lives abroad as well, that we would have like one big embarrassment for her coming home.
Oh, brilliant.
And what better to do than give her a championship title as World Irish Dancing Champion?
This mortification through fantasy.
At Dublin Airport, yes.
It's understandable to us now.
Where were you coming from, Kelly?
She's coming from Dubai.
Okay.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you hid behind a post and she came and you jumped out and congratulated on her baby girl.
Yeah, Exactly, just to mortify her, you know. That's what Christmas is all about.
And Kelly, did they mortify you?
I've never been more embarrassed in my life.
Perfect.
Well, look, enjoy the Christmas. I'd say you're going to party tonight, girls. Lovely to meet you all.
So dangerous.
Lots more
Laura,
reunions
Kelly and Jess. Very
happening.
Good.
We have a band, Key West, playing there. They very kindly stopped playing while I was chatting to you.
You got them to stop playing, Brenda.
So we let them go back and enjoy the rest of the day. I've just seen a lovely family, actually. Let me run over to them, Oliver. I'm so nosy. If you don't mind.
Yeah. If you can still hear me, Brenda, can you still hear me? I think Brenda might have lost me there. She's not hearing. Hopefully we can still hear her if she goes to this family.
One, two.
There she is. We're hearing you, Brenda, if you could catch us. But maybe with all the moving around, it's gone down. I presume because she's saying one, two, she's probably gone. Can you hear me, Brenda? No. Christine and John are on to us from Australia with family and friends in West Limerick. They're saying, we landed in Shannon on Saturday to be greeted by the Timahoe Men's Choir from Laois. They were giving it socks and it was a fantastic start to our holiday. That's the crack in Shannon Airport, and people are landing all around the country from all the ports and airports around the place to various tunes. Ah, we'll take one ourselves at this stage. It's nearly 12:15.
Christmas night, another fight.
The buzz is still going in Dublin Airport. Brenda Donoghue, good afternoon.
Oh, Oliver, a very good afternoon to you. So here in T2, 105 people coming through today, which is a lot. We've had Santas, we'd have elves, we've face painting with a band called Key West singing away, all to make this place a very special and welcoming place for all those people who are coming home. And you know, it's funny because I was on the other side of the barrier in a kind of a non-broadcasting way, because my daughter came home from Boston last Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, and it was such good training for what I witnessed today. So, and
were there tears, Brenda, when it was your middle child, I believe, wasn't it?
Middle child. Yep. Yeah, well, sure, look, I can't help but run and hug her and kiss the face off her. I'm like, I can't. Of course it is. And I hadn't seen her. It wasn't like years since I'd seen her.
No.
But it's just when they walk through that door.
Yeah.
You know, those double doors. And you're watching, you see the shoes first and then you look up and they're carrying a bag, and normally the makeup is completely faded into the back of their head. But it's them. And you run up and you hug them. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
so it was perfect training for today.
And did you dial up the mortification? Did you wear something ridiculous?
I did, yes. I had. What did I go? I did. I had a cowboy Stetson Christmas
hat on. Of course
you
did.
Of course I did. Now, I have Anne-Marie here.
Oh, yes.
Anne-Marie may leave us if her grandchildren run through those doors.
We'll forgive her.
Minutes.
She does.
We'll forgive her. Anne-Marie, say good morning to Oliver and tell us, where are they coming from?
They are coming from Paris.
From Paris.
And I'm so excited, yes. 4-year-old Augustin and 1-year-old Theodore.
And, beautiful names.
I'm bursting with excitement, Oliver, to run in and see them. And my daughter arrived in from Boston this morning, so it's Christmas has come early for me. I'm delighted with myself.
Are you an emotional wreck, Anne-Marie?
I am. The tears are really ready to come. So, I can't contain myself. I'm just so buzzing.
And can you go through the effort you've made today?
Fashion. Oh, I have my little Santa hat on and my Christmas jumper and my little holly berry earrings. So, and I'm shaking with excitement.
All right. Well, look, we leave you to it. If they come, I'll run back to you. Is that all right? Okay. I feel sorry for this man. Will you put those? I'm going to give you those headphones. Will you put them on? Your name is
Ryan.
And where did you come from today, Ryan?
I'm from Australia, Perth, Western Australia.
And you were met by
all my aunties and uncles. Yeah, my whole family. All my mum's side of the family. Yeah, she's back home in Australia.
Now here we have Auntie Anne. Auntie Anne. Hello to the aunties. We've four aunties.
Four
here.
Aunties.
Hooray! What's going on, Anne? Tell me everything.
I don't know. There's going to be 20 of us in Patsy's house for Christmas dinner. So yeah, I'd say we're all on Prozac at the moment, to be honest. But We're going for a fry up in Pauline's house now on Swords. So yeah, poor Ryan was a bit, he's a bit overwhelmed here, I think, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah.
And he's just told me he's staying till the 4th of January, which he's staying with me.
You've just learned this
now. I actually wasn't here and I didn't think he was staying that long.
Suddenly you're booking a holiday yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Is this your first Christmas in Ireland, Ryan?
Yeah, my first one, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
First time being back in 14 years as well, so yeah, it's good to be back.
And do you think these ants, you know, how have you got a coping mechanism? Because they seem very lively and they all have Christmas shiny, bright earrings and everything.
Just plenty of drinking. Yeah. Stay sedated.
Responsibly.
Yeah,
very responsibly.
Of course.
Okay, but we'll leave you back to the aunties.
What's Ryan going to do until the 4th of January? Are the aunties just going to be constantly cooing around him, or is he out and about? Is he looking for love? What's happening? I'm curious.
No, my partner is actually coming over on the 27th. She's coming from Perth, Western Australia as well. So she's going to be introduced to all the chaoticness as well.
Can you hold that there, Anne? Do you know his partner's coming over on the 27th, staying with you as well?
I do, but my daughter Grace stayed with his mother for 3 months with her two friends just over a year ago, so it's payback.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is payback. I've been sent over here by mum to cause damage.
Oh, look, you are going to have a blast. It is the Crowley. Is it the Cowley?
Cowleys.
Or
the Cowleyonies, as they call us, rather than the Corleonies.
Of the north side of Dublin. Oh, my God. Have a fantastic time. Oh, hang on. Happy Christmas to the Crowleys. Wait now. Where's the granny gone?
The Cowleyonies.
Where is Anne-Marie gone? Oh,
hey,
she's here.
Where's Granny Cowleyoni?
Anne-Marie.
Oh, no, see Anne-Marie. Back
she's
to Anne-Marie.
Here. Quick, Anne-Marie. They're here.
Granny Anne-Marie, Theodore, and the lovely children from Paris.
Yes, they are here, and my daughter-in-law, Anne Claire.
Well, how are you feeling?
Oh my God, I can't even speak with the excitement, Brenda. I'm
he's
just
so
delighted.
Cute.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Yeah, how old is Theodore?
Theodore's one. He's in the stroller here.
Yeah, he's
and Augustin is four.
Yeah.
And actually, he doesn't really speak English.
Okay.
So he understands everything we're saying.
D'accord.
He's not inclined to speak to us yet.
Yes.
Do you want to give him the biggest, beautifulest nanny to her grandson hug there? I think she's totally traumatised, the child. But
I think I might have. He's a bit overwhelmed, with everything going on. So.
Anne-Marie's got such a lovely accent. There's a bit of French happening in the accent.
It's more, I think, Boston American.
Oh.
So, I lived over there for a long time, so... I'm back here now.
You've got bits of the world in your voice.
That's exactly.
Well, have a lovely time. Joyeux Noël.
Love you all. Happy Christmas to you.
Same to you and many.
And everybody on the team. And yeah, Joyeux Noël.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And happy Christmas to your beautiful grandchildren as well. Listen, a flight has just landed from San Francisco.
Yeah.
So this will be going on all day, Oliver.
We can't take any more of it.
There'll be hugs. There'll be people playing tricks on each other. It's just going to go on and on and on. But from Dublin Airport, I suppose, I need to go and refill my perfectly portioned 10k bag of Kleenex tissues and fill them up again.
Thank you
I've
so much,
used
Brenda.
Them all this morning.
You've been wonderful
no
for
problem.
Bringing us all the love from Dublin Airport and from one Brenda to another.